Day, a celebration for COVID deceased and COVID survivors. The symphony plays tonight, a message from the spirit of Springfield. An Amazon truck gets jacked. Buses and trains join in on the end mask fever. The post office is going to take a little longer to deliver first-class mail and packages. And Greenfield welcomes Earth Day today.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, we are back. Couple of days to unravel some Verizon issues in my neck of the woods. But my thanks to the tech folks who worked and succeeded. It is Friday, April 22, and we are off like a thundering herd of turtles.
The weekend!
Your weather for today. Mostly sunny, high around 64. Back to almost spring-like. Winds northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds from time to time. And a low of 34 degrees. The winds will be northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Ultraviolet index at 7. And the humidity, 54%. Well, Mayor Sarno and city officials held a candlelight remembrance ceremony to bring together residents of the city of Springfield to encourage community members to acknowledge the loss of life and the deep sense of pain that the COVID-19 pandemic has brought to the world. The past 2 years, of course, the event allowed some space for participants to grieve and remember loved ones that have passed during the pandemic. But the event also celebrated the survivors of the COVID era. Tonight, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra performs Danza de Panama, Antonín Dvorak, Cello Concerto, Robert Schumann Symphony No. 2. It's all coming up tonight. The tickets are $15, and this includes free parking. SpringfieldSymphony.org is the way you can find out more, and you can get your tickets that way, or you can call the box office at 413-733-2291. 413-733-2291. Mask requirements have been dropped by airlines and by Uber. Who else is on board with this turn of events? Well, it looks like trains and buses as well. Amtrak trains say they will not require masks. Meanwhile, bus companies in our area are dropping the requirement as well. Springfield-based Peter Pan announced Tuesday they will no longer require employees or passengers to wear a mask. That's while boarding, riding, disembarking their coaches. Now, Pioneer Valley Transportation Authority, the well-known PVTA, told local news that they will also no longer require masks on board. PVTA and Peter Pan remind you that while the mask mandate is being dropped, you still have the choice to wear a mask. To promote travel and tourism in Western Mass and to support the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism's My Local campaign, the Spirit of Springfield has temporarily reduced admission prices for motor coaches through August 31st, 2022, paid reservations for buses with seating capacity of 31 or more passengers, their primary destination, while others bring their passengers to Yankee Candle Village and the Holyoke Mall to shop, to the Log Cabin and Salem Cross Inn to dine, the Springfield Museum's Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, and the Springfield Armory for culture and education, and of course to MGM Springfield for some fun. Bright Nights at Forest Park will open for its 28th season Wednesday, November 23rd, and to operate nightly through January 1st, 2023. How can you be talking about that now, Brad? It's not even spring. And it will be closed November 28th and 29th, 2022. I'm talking about it because it's never too early to plan. Visit brightnights.org for more information and to make a bus reservation. We've all heard of porch pirates, but this goes them one better. Springfield police suspect a theft of an Amazon truck on Sunday, April 10th, about 3:20 p.m. on Florence Street. The truck was later located in the city, unoccupied on Girard Avenue. So you can get a look at the suspect. You can go on this Springfield Police Department's Facebook page. It's a very clear picture of him. If you know who it is, you can call 735-1509. Leave a message if the detective doesn't pick up. Or anonymously, text a tip. You just text CRIMES, 574-637. Type solve and then your tip. It may take the post office a little longer to deliver your small packages. The United States Postal Service has announced that it is updating its first-class delivery standards, but the service is not getting faster. Instead, the post office will add 1 to 2 days onto the delivery of nearly a third of its first-class small packages. The Postal Service says the additional days will allow them to have more time to deliver long distance and to increase the efficiency of their network. They even say about 4% of customers may see their packages get delivered a day early, so you don't know. The Postal Service plans to change its priority mail delivery, but this time it's dropping the additional day that it added in 2020. So this slightly faster service will only be for mail delivered over its ground network, and these new changes will take place on May 1st. Greenfield welcomes Earth Day at Energy Park today. From 4:30 to 6 p.m., you can follow a rousing walk across Main Street and into the Greenfield Energy Park, led by two Morris dancing teams. Nolambeka Project Indigenous Leader David Brule will offer the land acknowledgement to open the first Franklin County Community Earth Day celebration. This family-friendly, fun celebration of spring is planned by a team from the Franklin County Interfaith Council and will address climate solutions, encourage community resilience, and include activities for the kids. Amir Sarna will join with Martin Luther King Family Services Board Chairman Calvin Hill and other officials to announce the Martin Luther King Jr. Family Services 5th Annual Social Justice Awards event that will honor the life and legacy of Ron Johnson, who served as the president and CEO of MLK Family Services. This free virtual ceremony will be held Saturday, tomorrow, of course, at 11 a.m. and will celebrate and recognize the 2022 award honorees. Well, as you can see, we're back in the saddle here at Pioneer Valley Radio on Brad Shepherd today, and we intend to remain that way. So thank you very much for checking out our programs this week. We missed two of them, of course, but if you want to hear them, they're still available to you online. Everything is archived on our site. And our next new program, of course, after this weekend on Monday, up online in the morning and available to you throughout the day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it to the fullest. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.